This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Bless my soul, but what's wrong with me? I'm itching like a man on a fuzzy tree. My friends say I'm acting wild as a bug. I'm in love.
Love, love.
I'm all shook
all
up.
All shook up.
Yeah, Elvis. Elvis Week here on Good Day, among other things, because this is the anniversary of his birth, January the 8th, 1935. So every time you get a chance to hear little Elvis, it always feels good. Don't you think so, Jen?
The I love feeling, it, yeah.
Yeah, moves up and down. Elvis is, I asked my grandson last weekend if he knew who Elvis was. And he said, Gramps, of course I know. Yeah, yeah, of course I know who Elvis is, yeah. And that speaks to our values, right? Because of our age, sometimes we think we have different values. And I think it's true, we do have different values. People that are my age, different values than people that are your age, Jen. People that are younger. It's based on experiences as much as anything else, I think, most of the time anyway. And so I think that when we talk about our values, the reason that people listen to a program like this is because they agree or are interested in us talking about our values. My values, your values, our values. And I find it to be unproductive to use the time to point fingers at people. I find it more valuable to offer a helping hand. Now, some of the anecdotal stuff that we talk about, like Hunter Biden being in contempt of Congress and things like that, there's an interesting anecdotal side to that, but how does it change our lives? It doesn't change them at all. It just is an interesting thing to talk about, right? Hunter Biden isn't going to change our lives. Does Joe Biden change our lives, or have the, because of the stuff as much as anything else, is the focus on climate change and renewable energy? What about Donald Trump? Does he affect our lives? Anybody who's president or in an official capacity in positions like that, yeah, they're going to affect our lives for sure. I'm kind of off on this renewable energy toot because I think it's important to distinguish fact from fiction. So, Jennifer, bear with me in the audience for a few moments because I've seen this report.
While you're tooting.
Yeah, right. Well, I'm tooting. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do. The country of Uruguay, which is in South America, I bet most of you couldn't find it on a map. It's a smaller country. And because they didn't have a lot of, they had one power plant in the whole country, they were buying power from their neighbors. And the agreements that they had to sign with Argentina and Paraguay were very expensive. So the new president of the country, of the, yeah, this, the new Uruguayan president, decided he was going to fix that problem. And so he did. He collaborated with a bunch of physicists. And they started to shift toward clean energy. So they have made an amazing transition, doing it not because of the climate, but because they couldn't afford, you know, whatever the motivation is, they couldn't afford to pay what the prices were from the extorting their neighboring countries. And so they expanded their economy greatly and came up with they first looked at nuclear power, and they didn't like that. I think nuclear power is a pretty good, you know, other than you don't know what to do with the waste after it. But it's clean. But they didn't want to do that. So they went to solar panels, and they went to the windmills. Yep. So they're using, the thing that is striking as I look at some of the pictures across their country, this is not a heavily populated region of the world. So they've got all of these, the solar panels, and among the solar panels they have the windmills, And it's good because they're put in a place where nobody's going to care. But when you start putting these things closer into the city, I think solar panels are ugly as hell. And I think the windmills are ugly as hell. But they, you know, you drive down the 10 on your way to Palm Springs and you see that big 40 acres of, I think that's the most concentrated in the concentrated area in the country. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a big windmill farm. And they also, if you drive is this New Mexico or Nevada? You drive down the 95, this State Route 95, and there's this huge solar array, but it's out in the middle of nowhere. And the only problem with it is that if you're driving toward it, it blinds you because it's so bright. So those things are okay. I'm having solar. I'm doing a 3-acre solar farm on my farm. It's not like I don't believe in it. I do think that it's a smart thing to do. But the problem that most people, so this is like the NIMBY crowd. Yeah, I think this is great, but don't put them in my backyard because they're ugly. So in heavily populated areas, you drive up and down the Mass Pike, for example, and some other national roadways, the side of the roadway is covered with these panels. And I don't think that's not a bad place to put them because, you know, who cares what you're looking at when you drive up and down the highway. But if they put them in your neighborhood, then, and some people even object to putting solar panels on their homes. I don't know why. It doesn't seem to make much difference to me, but you see the problem. And so what Uruguay did was an interesting example of how they can do it because they have so much open land. But in our country, we have open land, but we don't have open land everywhere. We have it in certain places. And so how could that be used? How could you put solar panels in to some areas, maybe a lot of them, and then transfer the energy across the country? I bet we could do it. But, you know, under the circumstance, what does that cost? And are we going down the road of climate fix?
California does it for Arizona already.
California supplying power to Arizona with the solar and windmills?
With the windmills, yeah, particularly.
Mm-hmm. Really? Yeah. Does that cost the taxpayers in California anything?
I don't know. I'm sure it does, but I couldn't answer that with authority because I'm not sure exactly how the process goes. But I do know that if anybody's familiar with driving through that area of the desert you're talking about with those windmills, that's not actually powering California or Palm Springs. That's actually powering Arizona.
I didn't know that. You told me something I didn't know. Mm-hmm. I thought it was Palm Springs.
I'm going home.
Speaking of going home, Lauren Boebert's ex-husband has been arrested.
Oh, boy.
Now he faces charges. Yeah. What kind of low-life trash are we dealing with here, frankly? That's what I look at this, the whole, all of these. I'm looking at the court records now. The incident with her and what they did in the restaurant. I mean, they have no class. And I don't think she has. I've never thought, looking at her, this is, I get into dangerous territory. When I look at, and people say, you're a sexist because you're just talking about women. No, I can tell you a lot of the men in Congress are the same. They look like they've come from someplace that isn't where you want to find your next congressman or senator. They just don't look the part. And she certainly doesn't look the part, nor does she act the part. Now, you can say, what about Marjorie Taylor Greene? Well, she has her moments, for sure.
Actually, I think they're...
They are different,
I
agree.
They're actually different.
Yeah, yeah. I think as much as... after interviewing her, as I did, and you did too, I got a different sense of her. But Lauren Boebert, I think, is totally classless. Who sits in a theater and rubs the penis of the guy that she's next to with everybody watching?
It's early in the morning, please.
Yeah, what do you mean? You don't think that's going on right now somewhere?
Maybe you just aren't going to the theater with the right people.
Yeah, right. That could be it. That's probably what it is. Yeah. All right. Now, right after that, let's talk about the Pope. Pope Francis. Yeah, why not? Is pushing for a surrogacy ban, calls the practice deplorable, and those people who are around him, or those people who are interested in surrogacy, say that this is a dangerous statement. So what's wrong in the minds, I ask you, our resident Catholic, what's wrong in the minds of the Pope or the Church with surrogacy, having somebody...
I wish I know. You know, I just saw the story, actually, as we were sitting here, and I thought it was odd that he would come out in that way because, I don't know, maybe it's just taking what they would consider unnatural methods to have a child, but for a lot of women, they can't have a kid. So if you want a kid, I mean, I always think adoption's a great option, but if you want your own child and you can get someone to carry it for you, I don't know. I think you kind of bark up the wrong tree with this one.
Well, it's not very. The Church opposes surrogacy and in vitro because of the disposal of the embryos.
Right.
And so for some, as you're pointing out, it's the only way to have a family. And so what business is it? I find this is another reason for religion in general being irrelevant, and in this case, the Catholic Church being irrelevant. The Pope said something the other day.
Oh, I'm sorry. I don't hear him as vehemently going after people who have abortions as he is going after surrogates, and I think that's odd.
Yeah. And so what good came of the announcement? Was it last week when he said it was okay for gay people to marry? Wasn't that last week or the week before?
Well, he said they would get a blessing, that they wouldn't they'd get a blessing in church, basically.
Yeah. Okay. So once again, what is all of this stuff is all man-made? For those of you who are Catholics, you know, you can tell by listening to me, I don't have much use for commercial, industrial, organized religion because it's...
I am a Catholic, but I do think this particular Pope has done some controversial things that I think a lot of people
are talking
about
good
within
things.
Catholic circles.
Yeah, but in this case, I don't see this as a way to expand. You know, a lot of times the leaders of these churches, they want to expand. Somebody came to me this week... Because I have a 114-acre farm here, and there's a church, an evangelical church in Framingham, that has a building that's not big enough for them. So they want to build a bigger church, and they asked me if I'd consider doing it on the farm. And I said, yeah. And I asked them a little about their denomination. It's an evangelical church, but lots of South Americans are the ones that attend it. I thought that was pretty interesting. Okay, 18 after. This is Good Day.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey, Dan, how you doing? Haven't seen you around the gym for a while.
Yeah, I've really fallen off. Since I turned 40, I just don't get the results I used to get.
Could be lower testosterone.
Lower T.
Yeah, I went through it a while back. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone. I got Nugenix Total T, and it's made a huge difference for me.
I've seen that on TV. Is it for real?
Oh, yeah. The patented key ingredient is something called Testofen, which helps boost free and total testosterone levels to help you trim up and stay lean.
And it's made a difference for you?
Man, I feel like I'm in my 20s again. At work, in the gym, and in the bedroom.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try it for themselves?
Yeah, you just need to send them a text.
Text BREAK to 321-321 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T, the number one selling testosterone booster at GNC. Plus, text now and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo, our most powerful fat incinerator ever, to help you get back into shape fast, absolutely free. Text BREAK to 321-321. That's BREAK to 321-321.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare...
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airlines. Travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Dolce Evo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Now, 23 after the hour, this is the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, focused on social media. In this portion of each hour of the program, oftentimes we have celebrity news and gossip and things that are trending that make it onto the social media list. Sorry about my voice. Hold on.
We've all got it. You don't have to apologize when we all have allergies and cold,
everybody.
And flu.
James has got it. You've got it. Just crazy. Yeah. All right. Anyway. There are also times when we're talking about social media that we get involved in the technology of it. And I noticed that Governor Hochul, is that how you pronounce your name? I never did it right.
Hochul.
In New York, planning to push for legislation to limit certain features of social media services for children under 18. I'm all for this, man. She announced the push as part of her State of the State address this week. Plan is meant to protect children from some of social media's most harmful aspects. The legislation is known as Stop Addictive Feeds Exploitation, the SAFE Act, I love the anachronisms, allows users under 18 to see chronological feeds of content from accounts that they follow instead of the feeds that are common now because of algorithms. I don't understand that at all. Do you? I don't know the technology of algorithms versus chronological feeds. Do you understand that? Either of you, James or Jennifer?
James may more. I mean, the algorithm pick up what people look at, right? And they pick up things that they want to show you.
Each company develops their own algorithm for all of their social platforms and everything, you know? Mm-hmm. So, I mean, it honestly just depends on the platform a lot. Like, if you're looking at Twitter or X, it based on how long you'll look at the tweet, you know, and how, like, if people will read it, how many people will comment. YouTube, it's based off of, like, watch time, so that's why long-form videos are really popular, like video essays.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, that's news to me. Anyway, I don't understand how, who is it that figured this stuff out? Where's the mind that is smart enough to figure out all these algorithms?
It's really teams. It's teams of analytics, you know, and they look at what would probably promote their website the best, and that's how they come to that conclusion.
Well, youngsters, apparently, they have feeds they become addicted to. And so under this law, children could still search social media for topics of interest. They'd be allowed to opt into the algorithms with parental consent. The bill allows parents to block access to... What do we need a bill? The parents, you got a child living under your roof, they do what you tell them to do or not. You take the damn phone away from them.
This is what I can't stand. I was actually just talking about this on my local show about a bill, and I think this was in Idaho, where the governor had come out and said that the suicide rates were going up because of social media, and so he wanted to have a bill limiting social media. And they've got one in Utah and all of this. And wouldn't it be nice if it was just a parental thing? Why do we need the government to tell you that your kids shouldn't be on social media endlessly? Just doesn't make sense to me.
Too much government. Too much government. Parents, take responsibility for your children. Yeah, but you take responsibility, not the government. And in Ohio, there's a new social media law that's going to take effect. It will force social media platforms to get consent from parents before most children can create a social media account. So is that good? Is that a good move, Jennifer?
I guess. I don't know. It's just, again, I really feel like we ask social media companies and we ask the government, we ask people to do the job I think that parents need to be doing and supervising.
Well, that's what this bill does.
Yeah. Some parents, I think it's hard, though, for them to understand exactly what their kid is doing or when their kid is doing it. And you have to be really dialed in, and that's where technology leaves us all behind. Look, you ask me a question, then we have to ask James a question because only young people are really understanding this.
Yeah. Well, anyway, YouTube, TikTok, some of these other things that are nasty, I think that they've got the right idea here. Parents are the ones, and it shouldn't be the government. The parents should take their...
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. U.S. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin has prostate cancer, and his recent hospitalization was the result of complications from surgery to treat and cure it. That's the update from the Pentagon, where spokesman Pat Ryder gave the update late Tuesday.
He's progressed steadily throughout his stay. His infection is cleared. He continues to make progress, and we anticipate a full recovery, although this can be a slow process.
All this amidst criticism of the fact White House officials and President Biden were not informed of Austin's hospitalization for several days over the holiday break. Top politicians in Washington are clarifying the earlier reported budget deal between Democratic Senate leaders and the new Republican Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson. On Tuesday, Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell told reporters the spending plan will, quote, obviously have to be another short-term funding bill to avoid a government shutdown. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Good day.
Hope you're having a good day.
Good day!
Hello, my name is Anna Stephen Fisher. I'm happy to be on the Good Day program with Gramps.
Baby, let me be your love and teddy bear. Put a chain around my neck and lead me anywhere. Let me be your
teddy bear.
I don't want to be a tiger. This time is way too rough. I don't want to be a lion, cause lions ain't the kind you love enough. But there's a wound of
love those Jordanaires, man. They stayed with Elvis from the late 50s to the early 70s. And I don't really know what happened to them, whether they got tired of being buttonholed.
They became the Nike Air.
Yeah. This is the Jordanaires. Very good, Jennifer. Ah, yes. It's the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Good day to you. This is Jennifer Horn's chance to be redeemed, because sometimes she doesn't spend enough time with us and we miss her. So here she is. Round of applause for Jennifer. Yay! Woohoo! All right. So the idea, I was thinking about this, I wasn't feeling too well yesterday, so my mind was working. I slept a lot and it was good. I tend to sleep a lot when I'm in California because it's restful, relaxing. I don't tend to do that much sleeping here on the farm because I'm always into something. But then I have been thinking to myself, as much as I try to do everything, I can't do everything. Jennifer, you're the same type. You try to do everything, and you cannot. You can believe in yourself. That's great. If you're an entrepreneur like both Jen and I are, Jen and her dad, beside doing the radio thing, run CRN Digital, which is a platform of digital talk programming in Los Angeles. And so she's into that. She takes care of her family and friends. She's all about loving and being something, everything to everybody. But you can't be that way and keep your health and be tuned in properly to focus on what you need to be focused on. Your family, yes. Your friends, yes. Your job, yes. But you, without you, you can't do any of that stuff. So you have to be the number one thing. This is not about narcissism or egotism. This is about practical thinking. Doing more is great. Doing more is fun if you can pull it off. But there's a point when you, you know, you get overloaded, and then you get frustrated, and then you get annoyed, and then you don't do as well. If your mind is off put, it's hard to accomplish what you're trying to accomplish. So I guess I would say, hopefully, everybody, you can depend on, well, if you can depend on other people, you need to know who those people are, because it's, you know, sometimes you can't depend on other people. Frankly, as much as you might like to, he gets disappointed. And that's, you know, okay, that does happen, but not necessarily is it what we would like to have happen. This lady who's on CNN that has breast cancer, her name is Sarah Sidner, I believe. I don't watch her. I didn't even recognize her when I saw the pictures of her. But she's brought up something. This is sort of my discussion of black and white in terms of skin color is normally aimed at different considerations. This is something that I think has been obvious. Is there prejudice in this country? Yes. Is there prejudice in the world? Absolutely. So is this an example of it? When she talked about having cancer, she noted a fact that was kind of, I guess, chilling, if nothing else. Black women in this country are 41% more likely to die from breast cancer than white women are. So is that even hard to say out loud? 41% of black women who get breast cancer are more than likely to die. 41% more likely to die than white women. So why is that? Is it because health care is not available to black women
It's cultural, so I think there are some things, socioeconomic issues, of course. But I also think that health care, like preventative screenings and stuff, there's certain things that are cultural, too. That was one of the things that happened with, I think, with COVID and a few other things that have come out where it was harder on certain communities of different skin colors, because either people didn't have access to good medical care or they weren't seeking treatment for whatever reason is out there.
They're not educated enough.
I don't know. Does that make sense? There's also religious aspects. I mean, there are a lot of people who are, you know, that are people of faith that kind of go to the doctor last, I think. I don't know. I'm just speculating now, just kind of riffing on this, but I think those are all things to consider.
I was reading something when I was looking around for various things to do for me to shake my flu bug that I had. And I was looking at habits that men over 50 should be doing to take care of themselves. And I don't know anybody in my circle of friends except me that does this. That is regular annual checkups, being careful about the utensils and things that you use, what you're exposed to, things like that. Because as you get older, supposedly, your immune system doesn't work as well as it did when you were younger. So you got to take care of that. Speaking of immune, is Donald Trump immune from prosecution?
It's a different kind of immunity.
Yeah, this is a different kind of immunity. So what the heck happened in the federal appeals court? Well, he was very antsy to be sure.
I don't know if fancy was the right word, but he definitely had a lot to say after it was over. They held a press conference at what was the Trump Hotel, and now is the, I think it's the Waldorf Astoria, easy to say. But what this appearance in court was this week for President Trump is that Jack Smith, who is the special counsel, filed federal charges about January 6th, and his allegation is that Trump was trying to subvert the 2020 election. And so President Trump's legal team says, no, I believe there was a problem with the election. I was doing my presidential duty to make sure that the election was free and fair. And that gives me immunity. I was checking into what the process was for the election. Jack Smith says that he was trying to subvert it. And so Trump's team, and this is an interesting argument, said that because he was impeached for this and because he stood trial for this and because he was acquitted by the United States Senate and was not removed from office or convicted, that proves that he has immunity. So they made that argument in front of three judges. And Jack Smith's team says, no, there's no presidential immunity, blah, 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 that should for every crime. And so the three judges will make a decision. And then ultimately, whoever loses, whether it's Trump or Jack Smith, that's going to get appealed to the Supreme Court. Jack Smith was the one who wanted it to go directly to the Supreme Court to save time. But the Supreme Court said, no, you've got to make it go through the proper channels, which some people thought was a win for Trump. But it just kind of slows down the process when the trial is supposed to start March 5th. So once these judges decide, then it'll go on to the Supreme Court on appeal, I'm sure.
So something else that's getting attention today, Trump has a plan, is promoting the imposition of a 10% tariff on virtually all imports, and that goes, I'm all for that when it comes to Chinese. I don't know if it's good for everything else, but that's one of his plans. You know, if you can get through the dust of all of the bunkum and look for some real, you know, that's one of the things I wonder about. The Iowa caucus is next week. So all of this stuff is heating up. And this plan and that plan and who's got it and who doesn't have it. And I wonder if the average person pays attention to this sort of thing. You know, does the average person even know much about tariffs on imported goods?
Like the meat, right?
Yeah.
The meat of what these people offer. Yeah.
Yeah. It is. You'd like to have them have something to say other than vote for me. I'm wonderful. But at this point, does Trump need to explain anything? He just shows up and he gets credit for being there, and that's about all he needs to do.
Well, I think
so. The more it would seem to me, I know it's hard to keep
years.
Him.
He's got a record, and you can see that we were a lot better off than we are now. I mean, that's just my own opinion, but I believe that we were 4 years ago, and so you kind of know what he is and who he stands for. But, I mean, there is substance, and most of the stuff that he delivers, it's, you know, we're going to get out of these wars, we're going to stop sending endless money. You know, he always has his routine of what he says. It's just I think people love to focus on the salacious stuff, you know, the court cases, the stuff he says. It's more fun, I guess.
Yeah. He's also been talking about some of these claims against, remember when he did the birther stuff with Obama, and then he did it with Ted Cruz?
It was Hillary Clinton, actually.
Oh, was it?
It was Hillary Clinton that started it, and then Trump ran with it.
Yeah. Well, I remember yesterday we were talking about how Haley is surging in New Hampshire polling. Trump posted an article on his Truth Social account from an outlet that claimed Haley is ineligible to be president because her parents were not U.S. citizens when she was born. Okay, that means that she's having an impact on him, right? That's what that means. What else?
Well, I think now she's the number two. So for a while he was focused on DeSantis because he was the number two, and now Haley seems to be moving into that position.
Okay, that's why this is so exasperating. That's why talking about this is, it's interesting, I suppose, to a point, but it's also kind of a waste of time. This focus that I have on the Homeland Security, the instrumentation of trying to make all of us aware of how huge the problem is when it comes to human trafficking. And so Before we get to the public service announcement that's been prepared by Homeland Security that I want you to listen to, I want you to hear this spot that's playing in what team do we have, James, here? What's the there are teams all around the country, football teams, that are lending a hand of credibility to these, you know, the efforts of trying to have people focus on how serious the problem of human trafficking is. So what team do we have here?
It's Green Bay Packers. There's the Rams in there. There's Arizona in there. It's a melody of a lot of different football teams coming together to stand up against human trafficking.
All right, so play that, and then we'll play the other spot as well.
Sport brings people together.
Millions of people are trafficked and exploited around the world.
It's happening in our community, the cities you visit, and even the events you attend.
We stand with it to penalty against the exploitation and trafficking of vulnerable people.
Offenders will face prosecution in the United States.
Or when they return home.
If you think someone is being exploited, call or text this number.
Your call can save lives.
These crimes will not be tolerated. It's a penalty.
Why do we ignore the things that give us pause, that seem out of place, that don't feel right? The answer to why defines who we are. So if you see something, why do you say something?
I see safe for my friends.
For my community.
For my family.
For each other. Because all of this matters. We all have something worth protecting. So why do you see safe? Report suspicious activity to local authorities. If you see something, say something.
Ad paid for by America First Tax Group. Attention, if you or your business is behind in filing your tax returns, or if you owe over $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, please listen carefully. The IRS does not joke around and will not stop their collection efforts. If you're tired of the IRS letters, levies, liens, or wage garnishments and would like to get a fresh start, we can help. Due to the financial hardships in the country, the IRS is making it easier than ever to settle tax problems for those who owe more than $10,000. We can help settle your delinquent tax problems, end all collections, and may even reduce your back taxes significantly. Even if you can't afford to pay your back taxes, you can still get the help you need. We've helped thousands of taxpayers just like you, but you must call 800-209-3734 today to stop your tax problem from getting worse. The information is free and the help is real. Call 800-209-3734. That's 800-209-3734. Again, 800-209-3734.
Hey, here's a question. After you wear your clothes, you toss them in the washing machine, right? Nobody wants to wear dirty clothes. So how do we don't throw your shoes in the washing machine when they get dirty? I mean, come on. Your shoes are touching the filthy ground all day long. Gross. But with Skechers, you can. Because most Skechers are machine washable. That's right. Skechers are specially made so you can toss them right in the washing machine and keep them clean and looking new. And when they look new, you can confidently wear them longer. That's less shoes you're going to want to throw away, which means less waste. And it'll save you tons of dough. I love that. Plus, machine washable Skechers are for the whole family, men, women, and kids. So when your kids get their shoes dirty, oh, and we know they will, just wash them. Brilliant! And even our latest technology, new hands-free Skechers slip-ins are washable. You just step right in and go without bending down or even touching your shoes. So give your Skechers the same treatment you give your clothes. Just toss them in the washing machine and keep them looking brand spanking new. Buy machine washable Skechers at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear happens to be sold.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Now 53 after the hour on the Good Day program. Time for a visit from the gentleman who's the helmer of the pet show. Is that a word? Can we say, Warren, that you're at the helm? We can say you're at the helm. Helmer! He's the helmer! Warren Eckstein and the pet show, heard on one of these same stations every weekend. A focus on how to take care of your dog, your cat, your pet, and always different twists on things, plus his stories about things like these dogs that are in wheelchairs and how they're being walked at the same time as other dogs. Wheelchairs because they've lost a limb, right? Isn't that what dogs that you see? I actually saw one in the dog park we have here on our state park. One, there were a dozen dogs on leashes with a dog walker, and there was one who was in kind of a makeshift trailer. That's what you're talking about, right?
Yeah, well, the wheel, it depends. You know, it could be a disease. It just could be old age. It could be, you know, an amputation. It could be any number of things that causes a dog to go into a wheelchair. But they're amazing. You know, years ago, you know, I was the regular pet authority for years on the Today Show. And yep. I started seeing a lot of dogs in wheelchairs. And I said, you know, let me do a segment on that. They were a little hesitant about it. They thought it would be depressing. I said, you know what? Let me do a segment. I know some people, they actually live in Maryland, and they run an organization called Pets with Disabilities, an amazing organization. In fact, I wrote the foreword for their book. And so I contacted them, and the first time ever, I brought two dogs on the Today Show, both in wheelchairs. One was a white shepherd mix, another a small dog. And I had them on the stage, and before I started, people said, well, is it fair for the dog to be in a wheelchair? Do they enjoy life? I brought the two dogs out. I brought a Frisbee out. I put balls out. You would not know these dogs were in a wheelchair. They were chasing the balls, chasing the Frisbee, having a ball. And so these dogs that have these physical challenges, and one of the things about dogs is they don't feel for themselves. They just kind of move forward. And so I am a firm believer that if you have a dog with some type of challenge or disability, whatever type of a wheelchair or whatever you need, and cats as well, you know, they're wheelchair for cats also, and I know that they live an amazing life. I posted something on my Facebook, and I think you guys shared it last week. It was a dog walker walking six or seven dogs, all in wheelchairs. Incredible life, great organization. Pets with Disabilities, you want to check them out. They're in Maryland. But, you know, don't give up. If the dog is not in pain and the dog is it wants to go on, just like, you know, let me go, the wheelchairs. Mm-hmm. And there are other things as well. For example, there are some dogs that are not in wheelchairs but have trouble standing up. But there are special things that you can buy that go under in front of their rear legs so you can help them get up. And once they're up, they're fine. So, yeah, they deserve the same right to life that every other living thing deserves as long as they're comfortable and they're not in pain.
There you go. Now, another focus I have often wondered what the dogs do when I'm not around. My dog is, if she's with me in the truck on the farm, she's awake, she's paying attention to what's going on. But when she's here, we have a big couch downstairs in the den, and she sleeps on the couch. And I think she's, probably sleeps most of the time when I'm not around. Or do they really sleep? What are they doing? What's going on? Is their mind working?
I met Daisy, okay? She's making prank phone calls. I can tell you. It also varies from dog to dog. Some dogs need more sleep than other dogs. I did a whole thing this week that a new study shows that certain dogs that are not getting enough sleep have a lot more behavioral issues, and I guess that would relate to people as well. So you have to make sure your dog gets that same, the 8 hours, but you can get some sleep when you're not around. But what your dog does when you're around, what I do is I have a video camera in my house, so I watch what my dogs are doing, and for the most part they're hanging out. I leave cartoons on for them because I have no kids, but I want them to hear animated voices all the time, so sometimes I come home and they've changed the channel.
There you go.
They put on. Now you laugh, but that's a true story. Years ago, I was training a dog. People came home and said, "I don't understand. Every time I come home, the channel on the TV has changed. Can my dog possibly change the channel?"
It turned out
that his metal collar, when he walked past, would set off the remote, and the remote would change. So they came home to a different channel every day and couldn't figure it out.
That's very cool. Do you know what Wobbler syndrome is when it comes to dogs?
Yeah.
What is it?
It's scary. Certain breeds are more apt to get it, and it's kind of like a debilitating of the back legs and everything. So it's a scary, scary disease. And if you have wobblers, and there's certain breeds, Dobermans tend to have, and other breeds tend to be more wobblers. But it can be controlled, and that's why it's so important that people understand that. Every veterinarian is a great doctor. I love them all. But just like with the human profession, when you get a diagnosis like Wobbler's disease or some other thing, there are a lot of specialists now in the veterinary field. And sometimes it costs you more at the beginning, but you save more in the long run and your dog gets a quicker diagnosis. So don't be afraid to ask your vet to recommend a specialist if that be the case, such as Wobbler's disease.
According to this thing, this is the first time I ever came across anything. When I look for things for you and I to focus on, this is like Parkinson's for dogs.
Exactly right. It kind of works its way. So you want to keep them happy and want to keep them as healthy as you possibly can for as long as you possibly can.
Yeah, right. Yeah, that's a kind of a sad reality. All right, Warren, I don't want to leave on a down note. Warren, next time, check out thepetshow.com and the show itself every weekend here. It's 59 past the hour on the Good Day Show.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.